What is up? Welcome back to the podcast, Solitary Beasts. This is your host, Ashley Davis, for episode number 2 of The Beast Cast. Yeah, I'm still really excited about that name. I think it's really clever. So, guys, thanks for joining me. I'm Ashley Davis. I'm the founder and writer of solitarybeast.com, masculine self-improvement for introverts, and this is the podcast for that blog. This is something I was inspired to do just to have another avenue to connect with the Solitary Beast community. So you guys have been reading my words in some case for maybe a year and a half. I think the blog's been up for about a year and a half now. And now you're hearing my voice. So welcome, 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 welcome. The topic of today's podcast is don't be smooth, be aggressive. So what do I mean by that? This is a mantra that I live by, and it basically just means get it done. Get something out there. Don't worry about being smooth. Don't worry about making it perfect. Just do something. And the reason why, this is a quote that appears in many different forms over time, and that's how you know it's a high quality piece of wisdom. You find this a lot when there's a really good word of it, life advice that different people, philosophers, authors, writers, spiritual guides, remix it and say it a lot of different ways. And that's what's true about don't be smooth, be aggressive. You also hear people say anything worth doing is worth doing badly to start. It's kind of the same thing. I got don't be smooth, be aggressive from Chris Diondez of a blog called Good Looking Loser. I'd recommend everybody go check out Good Looking Loser. It's a great blog. It's been so influential for me on Solitary Beast and a lot of other guys as well. Chris Diondez of Good Looking Loser is one of these figures that influenced, you know, he influenced 20 or 30 dozens of other people's blogs. But he says, don't be smooth, be aggressive. And Les Brown has this quote, at least I heard it from Les Brown, the motivational speaker, first, anything worth doing is worth doing poorly to start. The reason why wise men will advise you to just fucking go for it is that because you could get lost in analysis paralysis. I'm sure you guys have heard that term before. You could get lost in analyzing what you should do or how you should do it or how you should execute it perfectly. And while you're thinking and planning and strategizing on paper or in your head, somebody that's just going for it, he's already knee deep in it. He's already waist deep in it. In my last podcast, so the first episode of the Beast Cast, I mentioned to you that I know more than one person, not just one person, but I know people who are always planning how they're going to do something. It's always going to be so perfect. You know, when it comes out, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to have this and that and this and that. But over a period of months or years, they just never pull the trigger. Where somebody like me, and I don't say this, I'm not saying anything to brag. I'm just saying as a comparison. I don't think I have done enough in my life to brag about, honestly. But somebody like me, if I have an idea, I just go for it. I go for it and I'll just figure it out as I'm moving forward, as I'm getting things out. And I feel like that momentum is what pushes you forward. So I'm really proud of all the things I've been able to create, to produce, to accomplish. And I'm, you know, there's way more that I want to do. I want to do it better and to a higher level. But getting the wheels rolling is how you start. So don't be smooth, be aggressive. This is great advice for dealing with business, with any goal that you have, dealing with women. And Chris Diondez, he's the guy that I got the exact quote, don't be smooth, be aggressive from. He's talking about women. He's talking about if you are out and you see a woman that you think is attractive, she's pretty, she looks good to you, the worst thing that you could do is be in your head thinking of how to smoothly glide over there like James Bond and say just the right words. You know, you lean in her ear, you just spit some cold ass game. And then, you know, she comes home with you right then. That's the wrong way. That's his advice, is the wrong way to approach it. Because the moment will pass. If you're sitting up there thinking how to be smooth, you'll never get it done. And that's true with approaching up the pretty girl in the coffee shop. It's true for starting whatever project you have in mind. I'm sure a lot of you, I hope a lot of you, have an idea in mind of something that you want to create. If you read my book, so I am almost done with the book, 30 Mindset Shifts for Men in Their 30s. And you could go to solitarybeast.com and join the newsletter, the Inner Circle. And what I'm going to do is, my last episode, I said I was thinking of a gift for the first 100 subs. The first 100 people that subscribe to Solitary Beast Inner Circle, I'm going to give you the first chapter of the book for free. So go ahead and rush on over to solitarybeast.com, put your email address in there, and you will receive the first chapter of my book here pretty shortly. I'm editing it now, and you'll get it, and you'll be one of the first people to get it for free. But in my book, 30 Mindset Shifts for Men in Their 30s, I talk about how, in my book, I just talk about how you have to go for things in order to get the ball rolling and go for it. I mean, that's redundant, but that's basically what it is. Build the airplane while you're flying it, things like that. These are all things that people say, which is true. In my book, I talk about how you guys should be creating a YouTube channel, a podcast, a blog, or something. Like most of you guys, every single person listening to this right now, you have expertise or interest in some subject that you could be blogging about. Let's just use blogging or podcasting about. You could be blogging or podcasting about this. And the thing about it is I say in my book, people are on their phones constantly. You're probably listening to this on your iPhone right now. You might be washing dishes, taking a walk, whatever. People are always on their phones consuming content. Why not yours? Why isn't it your content? You're consuming my content right now, and I'm very thankful for that. I appreciate your time and your attention. You could be anywhere in the world right now, but you're here with me. I do appreciate that. But somebody's always consuming content. Why not yours? Just start. People, you might have a blog, a kick-ass blog idea, something that you're interested in, Muay Thai or cooking, barbecuing, building decks, you know, raising kids, whatever, training dogs. And you're hesitating on it because you want it to be perfect. You Googled best podcast microphones 10 times. You know everything about podcast microphones, but you don't have a podcast. You might have watched 30 hours of YouTube videos about you know, the best camera to buy to start a YouTube channel. You don't have a YouTube channel. I have a YouTube channel, guys. You could go look it up. It's called Ashley Davis. Just type my name into YouTube. But I got over 1,000 subscribers on that YouTube channel, and I made those videos on my iPhone. I'm not promoting doing things poorly, but I'm promoting just doing it. And I was connecting with people, creating content, getting likes, making money. I cash checks from Google AdSense off of videos that I made with my phone. You know, I connect with people off of Solitary Beast. That blog is hosted on Squarespace. It's something that I started doing in my spare time, and now it's grown into an income source, and now I'm writing books. Just start. You know, don't be smooth. Don't make it perfect. Just get it done. Don't be smooth. Be aggressive. So I'm not beyond analysis paralysis. I definitely have dealt with that in my life, but now I'm so excited about the process of creating, of getting things out there, even if they're not perfectly like how I want them to be, that I just get excited about executing. And now if I have an idea in the shower in the morning, by lunchtime, I already bought the URL. I might already have a YouTube video out. I might be building the website. And by a week later, you know, I'm probably already getting sales and stuff. When I launched my hairline company or my e-commerce company, which is Hairline Strong, it's a hair regrowth serum. I had that idea for a while. I actually sat on that idea for more than a year. But when I finally decided to go for it, I bought the domain, built the website really quickly, put some products up, and I had my first sale within a week. So within a week, I was out in the yard doing some yard work. My phone buzzes, and it's an email from my payment processing company. They received a payment from my hairline company in a week of me launching that blog, of me launching the website and launching the product. And the website, it looks decent. It's not the most amazing e-commerce website you've ever seen. It's functional. it works, obviously. But the point is that I just got something done. So maybe it sounds like I'm talking about myself too much. That's not my intention. I'm just using examples from my own life. It was so satisfying to get that email that I sold some of the product and to get orders on the site. It's just such a satisfying feeling. Even though, you know, I can make the product better, I can make the website better, I can make Solitary Beast better. I have plenty of ideas of how I want to improve the blog. There's things I look at other people's blogs. There's little things that I want to implement on Solitary Beast to make it better, more functionality, more value for the people, for the community that read it. But at least I have something out. So this part of the podcast, I'm going to talk about how I decided to just go for it. Because like I'm saying, I'm in my execution mode. If I have an idea, I just go for it, execute it. And most of the time they work, you know, at least to some extent, I'm successful in some way. So how I decided to go for it, and I got four tips of how I decided to go for it. Number one, I decided that I would rather risk failure than just stand in place. I would rather have built that website and bought the domain, spent a few bucks on it, spent a couple days designing and coding up a website. I would rather fail than just be thinking, what if? You know, what if I had started this hairline company? What if I had done this? What if I had done that? So that was the number one reason I decided to go for it. I wanted to see if it was going to work or not. And I would rather fail, be a horrific failure, which, I mean, anymore, there's really nothing to fail at. You know, I'm not telling you to jump off of a cliff. Maybe you spend a couple bucks and you don't get your money back. You know, you could always make more money. Just try it. The thing that you have in mind, the idea, the podcast, the product, the service, the business you want to create, just fucking go for it. You know, what's the worst that could happen? You lose a little bit of money. Maybe you embarrass yourself in front of your family. You told them you were going to start a business. If you read Solitary Beast, you know, I had a blog post here recently in January that was talking about don't tell people what you're working on. I didn't tell anybody that I was building that hairline company. I told my sister because I asked her to test out the website just to make sure everything worked. But I already had the website built. I already had bought the product wholesale. And I just asked her, hey, can you check out, you know, make sure my website is functional. I was already done by the time, you know, I let anybody else in on it. And that kind of mitigates some of the fear of looking silly if it doesn't work. So because I don't tell anybody, hardly ever tell anybody anything until I'm done with it. I never talk, you know, I'm never I'm finna person. I did. One of my favorite mantras is I did is better than I will, right? By the time you hear about something, I'm already done with it. I'm already making sales on my business. Number two, this is kind of like a YOLO perspective, but you're going to die anyway. The Stoics wrote about this a lot. If you're not doing things because you're scared, you're already dead. I mean, they said it in a lot more eloquent ways, but that's the heart of memento mori. You remember that you must die. You're going to die anyway. You're going to be at some point old and sitting in a rocking chair wishing that you had done all this stuff. If I make it, if I'm blessed to make it to 80 something years old or to where I'm too old to run around like I do right now, I have a lot to look back on. A lot, man, I did a lot with the years that I had and the energy that I had. And I want that same thing for you guys. You know, just imagine if you remember, memento mori, if you remember that you're going to die someday, you're going to be old someday, you don't have forever, hopefully that'll inspire you. Just fucking go for it. If you want to start that YouTube channel or a business, you know, some of you guys have really cool ideas. And you could share them with me if you would like to, solitarybeastblog@gmail.com. You know, you can, if you want to just have somebody to bounce some ideas off of, you go ahead and hit me up in the email. I always email people back if the emails are nice. Sometimes I get nasty emails, mostly from women, but I'll always respond. So yeah, you're going to die anyway. Fuck it. Go ahead and build that thing. Go for that thing that you want. It's better just to go for it than regret what if, or then think about it, you know, think about it from the concept of what if. Sorry, I stumbled over my words there. And then number three, this is the opposite of number two, but number three is, what if you succeed? So this is what I was telling myself. My number three, how I decided to go for it. Well, fuck, what if it works? Like with this podcast, I'm sitting at my kitchen table right now, speaking into a $100 Yeti mic and a secondhand MacBook. I got this MacBook off of Groupon. So I'm just talking to you guys right now, just from my heart. Who knows what this could become? What if I succeed? What if I get picked up by Spotify or Vice or HBO or something in 3, 4, or 5 years? What if I'm interviewing presidents and UFC fighters and athletes and actors and other, you know, media type celebrities? That's the thing that really inspires me the most. Those three things. I'd rather fail than stand in place. Number one, I'm going to die anyway. Number two. And then number three, well, what if I succeed? Holy shit. Like, what if I succeed? You guys, I started a remodeling company kind of accidentally. I'm sorry this is becoming the Ashley Davis show, but I'm sitting here talking to this microphone. So I started a remodeling company. I've always been in construction. I've always built things for myself, and I own a home, which I'm remodeling. So a lot of the things that projects that I've been hired to do for other people were things that I've done the first time on my own house. I replaced a sink for a lady. The only reason why I was confident to do that is because I put in my own garbage disposal a few months after I bought my house. Done some electrical work for other people. I'm building a deck for upcoming project for a new customer. Long story short is I could have been dragging my feet about, oh man, I don't know if I should start this remodeling company. And I did drag my feet. I did drag my feet about it because I went to school for a coding boot camp. And so I'm thinking, okay, well, will I look silly if I don't pursue the coding that I told people I was doing, and then I just go into remodeling? But after a while, it was just people were calling me for help. Friends and friends knew that I had a little bit of construction experience. And it kind of just grew from there. I tell people I accidentally started a remodeling company, which, I mean, to a point, it's true. But the whole time I was dragging my feet about it because I thought, well, I'm going to look silly. I just spent all this time. I quit my job to go to a coding boot camp. I'll look silly if I just go into the remodeling business. But I'm successful. I'm paying my bills now with this thing, and I love building things. I really enjoy remodeling, building things, helping people, that blue collar type of work. I love being outside, you know, hammering nails and stuff like that, and helping people with the skill set that I have. So that's number three. What if you succeed? What if you start the project that you're talking about starting? You want to walk dogs or train dogs or raise bees, whatever you want to do. What if it snowballs and blows up? What if you get one customer and then three customers and then five customers, and then you're on, you know, you're being interviewed and your local news about this little business that you started, and then you write a book about it? Everybody started somewhere, and your idea might be one of the ideas that makes you super successful, or successful enough to raise your family or pay your bills and make a living doing something that you're passionate and enjoy. So go for it. Just go for it. And number four is really related to number two, but number four is YOLO. Is YOLO, man. If you got to listen to that old school Wayne and Drake song, you only live once. What do you have to lose? All right, guys. So I'm not going to ramble on too much longer. Thank you for listening to Beastcast number two. I hope that you felt inspired by this to just go for it. Don't be smooth. Don't be smooth. Don't worry about being smooth. Be aggressive. Go for it. Execute. If you have an idea, this is the easiest time in the history of the world. Like, I don't know if you could start a remodeling company, a blog, write a book this easy any other time. I wrote my book on my MacBook. I edited it on Canva for free, designed it. I'm going to get it formatted, put it on Amazon Kindle or whatever other platforms I choose to put it on for free. I'm sitting at my kitchen table in front of what would have been tens of thousands of dollars of recording equipment in the 1990s or the early 2000s, before we had Yeti mics and MacBooks and GarageBand. You're blessed. You're so blessed to be right here, right now, in this time period in history where you could do anything. You could grind at something super hard and be internationally famous in 24 months if you took it seriously. Maybe a little bit of luck involved, but you got to put yourself out there to get that luck in the first place. All right, guys. Hey, I'm going to sign off. Thank you for listening to Beastcast number two. Go to solitarybeast.com, masculine self-improvement for introverts. Read all the posts there. Sign up to Solitary Beast Inner Circle, and you can get the first chapter of my book for free. The book is called 30 Mindset Shifts for Men in Their 30s. So sign up on solitarybeast.com. Email me at solitarybeastblog@gmail.com. If you want to just chat, tell me how you think about the podcast. Tell me if you think you love it or if it sucks or whatever. I would love to hear from you guys. I love getting comments, emails from folks. Review the podcast if you want to. Tell me what you think. All right, guys. This is Beastcast number 2. Over and out. Don't be smooth. Be aggressive. This is Ashley Davis. Thanks for listening, guys. Peace.